This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in the studio with Stephen Bickford and special guest on the line with us, Steve.
Yes, Jennifer Day is the Director of Communications and Public Relations with the New Orleans Metropolitan Convention and Visitors Bureau. I was down in New Orleans this past summer, end of July. Beautiful city as always, one of the greatest days of, I've been like three or four times and this was the best day ever. Welcome to Travel World, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me.
Now, New Orleans is having a great rebound. It's one of the success stories of tourism this year in the United States.
Absolutely. 2010, we are set to have our best year since the storm. We can attribute that to an entire city and hospitality community working nonstop for the past 5 years. And, you know, winning the Super Bowl doesn't hurt.
It gives you that national exposure and people are excited. The people in the tourism industry that I came in contact with were really doing their best to put forth a really great product.
Absolutely. After the storm, we had to get back to basics, you know, really focus on what makes New Orleans the amazing destination that it is, and put those things forward. They're the things that, you know, the United States and the world love about that city.
Pretty much all of the room inventory is back in play. You've got a great choice of accommodations to choose from.
Absolutely. That's what I love about New Orleans is that there truly is something for everyone. If you want, you know, the old school classic New Orleans hotel, of course there's the Monteleone, the Ritz-Carlton is a great choice. We have funky boutique hotels like International House, and things in between. Really something for everybody.
And you can't go to New Orleans and have a bad meal. There's no such thing as a bad meal in New Orleans.
You got it. And again, something for every taste and every budget. That's one of the things that stands out about New Orleans as a destination is that it is so affordable. So many of the attractions are free that you can spend some money on some food.
And things are easy to get around. You don't need a car, really. You just go there and walk, or the public transit system is great as well.
You're absolutely right. It is one of the most walkable cities in the United States. And really, that's the best way to see New Orleans. New Orleans is a place where you really want to get in touch with the locals. And there is so much detail, whether it be the architecture or the artwork that's hanging in the gallery along the street. You want to stop, you want to engage, and really, locals are going to give you the best advice on where to go eat, drink, and be merry.
What would be some of your selections? Somebody's coming to New Orleans, they're maybe a repeat visitor. Something that is sort of off the beaten path, something that would really stand out as a return visitor to take in.
My number one recommendation is to visit Frenchman Street. You know, everybody knows about Bourbon Street, and you definitely have to do it when you come, but Frenchman Street is the locals' version of Bourbon Street. It's a strip of about 12 bars with, you know, featuring music from everything from reggae to rock, traditional jazz, and R&B. It is a must-see.
What I like about New Orleans is just walking and taking in the scene, the people enjoying themselves, and as we mentioned, the architecture. There's something to see at every street corner, and it's you know, even the panhandlers are unique and are friendly and outgoing and have something, you know, of the entertainment bug imbued in them.
You're absolutely right. And the environment itself, I mean, many people refer to New Orleans as, you know, an urban garden. I mean, the oak trees, which are hundreds of years old, that we have flowers in bloom all year round.
And sitting in a restaurant, the interior courtyards, many of the local restaurants, many of the local inns have, that is the quintessential New Orleans experience.
Absolutely. You never know what's hiding behind those wrought iron gates.
You open up and there's a courtyard and you say, from the street, what is there? Oh, that's just a nondescript building. Open it up and the rooms and the ironwork and the food to be had and the drink to be had. It's a really special experience.
Yes. New Orleans is about really slowing down and enjoying what makes life special. So food, drink, music, but most importantly, the people. So it's a great place to bring your friends, your loved ones, and when you're here, you're bound to make some new friends as well.
Now, we're coming up to the Christmas season, and New Orleans is special all year round, but Christmas in New Orleans is extra special.
It is so beautiful, and we have a campaign called Christmas New Orleans Style, and I think probably most interesting is the amazing hotel rates that they are offering. So if you just Google Christmas New Orleans Style, you'll see there are the Papa Noel hotel rates. There are free concert series across the city. Of course, just visually, it's stunning with all of the decorations, and many of the grand hotels do elaborate decorating for the holidays. It's a great place to go shopping for gifts.
You'll come back with a special experience, antiques or something from a bygone era.
Absolutely. One-of-a-kind gifts. I mean, we have such an amazing artisan and crafting community here. Just everything from jewelry to paintings. There is something special for everyone on your list.
And we talked about the lights and the decorations because, again, you're going back 100, 200 years in time to when the holidays were not just one day or 2 days. The celebrations spread out over weeks.
Absolutely. And for us, Christmas is just the warm-up for Carnival or Mardi Gras season. So we kind of, you know, we do our Christmas thing, and then we go straight into the Carnival season.
New Orleans is that party festival city, and there's festivals going on all year long. No matter what time of year, you're bound to find a festival of interest in New Orleans.
Absolutely. Everything from food to music to crafting.
Which is your favorite festival throughout the 12 months of the year? Which one really grabs your attention?
Mardi Gras. I love Mardi Gras. Is like every great holiday rolled into one. You get to dress up in costumes. You know, it's about bringing people together. There are foods that we eat traditionally every Carnival season. So I would have to say Mardi Gras.
And what are your favorite foods? Of all the New Orleans cuisines and foods, what is something that somebody can't go there and miss? They'd be really missing out on the New Orleans experience.
I love gumbo, and I choose duck and andouille sausage or chicken and andouille. I love red beans and rice. Cochondelet sandwiches, which is a smoked a pulled pork sandwich on French bread. Oh, geez. I can't pick just a couple.
There's so many great foods. We were going from restaurant to restaurant, and Every meal was getting better and better and better. I mean, that is why it's great to be a walking city, because you get to walk between point to point, and you'll enjoy your next meal even more.
Yes, absolutely. You got it.
The aquarium is also a very special place to visit, especially if you have children.
Oh, yeah. New Orleans has so much to offer for families, and you're right. The Audubon Institute attractions are amazing. We have the zoo, which is, you know, one of the best in the country. We have the aquarium, and then the newest addition is the insectarium. And so this is a museum completely devoted to learning about insects. And for those who are very brave, they even have a cafe where they prepare foods with insects.
You'll enjoy the New Orleans meal much better after that. You'll say, there's the insect, and there's the gumbo, or the glorious crawfish etouffee, tastefully topped with a tincture of Tabasco, is one of our...
Memories.
Memories. 20 years ago, my first trip to New Orleans, a friend of mine, that was his favorite dish. He just described it so well in his follow-up memoirs of the trip that it stuck with me every time I think of... at etouffee and crawfish in New Orleans, it just comes to mind.
My favorite thing about New Orleans is simply you can get everything everywhere, but New Orleans is the kind of place that they know how to party. They know how to do it right, and especially following Christmas in New Orleans, the winter solstice, and as the light starts coming back, if you want to know how to celebrate, you know, with all the carnival seasons and stuff, New Orleans is definitely the place.
Absolutely.
Oh, New Orleans has a special place for all of us, and I think it is not a cookie-cutter type destination. You're getting something truly distinctive and unique that you're not going to see in other cities in the United States and Canada. It makes it very special, and it stands out. In this world where everything seems to be the same everywhere, you go to New Orleans to enjoy what is different and enjoy what life is all about.
You're absolutely right. It is not a cookie cutter type of place. It is not a strip mall type of town. You know, it is a non-pretentious, come as you are. And it really is come as you are. If you like to dress up, and that's cool. If you want to come in jeans and a t-shirt, that's cool too. New Orleans is about accepting people and really about connecting and not judging. And it's just such a freeing, lovely place to be.
A beautiful city. What telephone number, what website can people go to get more information from the New Orleans Convention and Visitors Bureau?
New Orleans, CVB, like Convention Visitors Bureau.com. So again, that's New Orleans, CVB.com. And you can check out, we have great hotel rates, restaurant discounts, and more.
Oh, looking forward to my next visit. Jennifer Day from the New Orleans Metropolitan CVB. Thanks so much for joining us today on Travel World.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Travel World Radio Show, by satellite.